Okay, so essentially, we're continuing on with logic. And now we're starting to look at it more in flowcharts. Okay, so the first thing is, here is a flowchart, and it just does one thing right after the other. So that's an example of sequence. It is doing one thing right after another. So, I am showing it both in the flowchart and the pseudocode. So I started out and I said, declare the variables. So I've declared all of those variables, which means they are set up in memory as variables. Then I said, okay, now input ID number, name, paper, hour, and hours worked. And we don't care how they're inputting it. It might be that we put up a form and somebody fills it in. We might put up a pop-up box that asks them for the ID and another pop-up box that asks for name. We don't care how we get this right now, but we are going to get from a user the ID, the name, the paper hour, and the hours worked, and those are going to be stored in the memory variables. Now, there's two other memory variables, pay and pay after. Okay, those we didn't take in, those we're going to calculate. So I'm saying pay equals pay per hour times hours worked. And that's being stored. Okay, guys, my turn. That's being stored in the variable called pay. And then I said calculate pay after. And pay after is after I've taken the taxes and gone away and all that good stuff. Okay, guys. And pay after is calculated by taking pay and multiplying it by 0.8. Okay, so I'm multiplying it by 0.8, so taxes or whatever is taking 20% up. And then I said, okay, now that I've got it, I want to output the ID, the name, the pay, and the pay after. And I've done it, as I said, both in the flowchart and here. So, if my input was 11111, John Doe, 2520, what is the output going to be?
11111, John Doe, 500, 400.
Okay, 500, he got by multiplying 25 times 20. So 25 times 20 is 500. And then he took 80% of that, which got it down to 400. Okay, so that's the result that you got. So I inputted those four things. They were stored in memory variables. I did a calculate and put the result in the memory variables, so they're all sitting there. Then when I come to doing the output, I tell it what I want to see, and it goes and grabs the things out of the memory variables, and those are what I see. He hasn't, because he came in. So, now let's go on and look at the next one. Oh, it's still in play. Okay, now this one, thanks. Somebody's pen. Yours? No? Okay. I gathered a pen. Huh?
I'll just get over it.
Okay. And you need to sign this. Okay, now on number two, I am doing exactly the same thing, except that I have broken out the calculates. So I've said, take in the data. Now go do the routine called calculate pay. this is a sign that says, the two lines like that mean go do a routine. And when you're done, come back. So I go and I do that routine, which does the calculates. And when I'm done, I return. And then I drop down again. Okay? In the pseudo code, I just show it as a separate module. In the flowchart, I show it as a separate flowchart. But either way, I'm going out, doing the subroutine or module, and then coming back. Okay? Now, the reason for doing that is to kind of break things apart so you've got more manageable amounts of code. So what would the result be on this one?
Same as number one.
Same as number one. Okay? Because I am putting in the same input, I am doing the same calculations, and I am writing out the same output, so they're the same. Okay? There's no difference. Okay, let's move on to the next one. Okay, on this one, what's happening?
Declaring the variables. ID number, names, take code, pay our hours per week, salary, pay, and pay after.
Yep. And those are the variables. When I look at the input again, pay and pay after are not showing up. So that must mean I'm going to get them somehow else, and the somehow else is going to be to calculate them. So, but I am taking in this time a pay code, and that's what's going to determine how I calculate. So I am going to go up and do the subroutine, and if the pay code is H, I will do one calculation. If it's anything other than H, I will do the salary calculation. Now, in fact, I really wanted them to enter H or S, but I didn't check that here. So if it's H, I do one thing. Anything else, if they enter Z, then I take salary and divide by 52. Anything other than H gets handled the same. Not the best way to code. It would have been better if I'd asked the question, but then I wouldn't have had a very simple if statement, and I wanted a very simple if statement. So there we have it. Okay, so what's going to be problem three's answer?
1,800.
Anybody agree? I haven't done it yet. 1,111, Ann Smith. And Ann has an S, okay, she has an S, so that means she's going to go right there. And so I'm looking, she did not have, okay, if I look at these, here's the ID number, there's the name, there's the code, this is pay per hour, this is hours worked, and this is salary. So they go in order. ID number, name, pay code. This is pay code. Pay per hour, hours worked, salary. So, since she was not an H, I take and say her pay is equal to her salary divided by 52. And I very nicely paid her $52,000, which is very easy to divide by 52. Okay? So I divide it by 52, and she gets $1,000. Okay? So then I drop out of this if, and I calculate the after. And the after is take 80% of that pay. Okay? So one of these two ways I calculated pay And now I'm saying take 80% of pay. So you said 1,800? Yep. And those are the right answers. What's number 9, blah, 4 gonna be?
It's gonna be 1,221, Linda French, 1,800.
Yep. Okay, so that's gonna be 1,221, Linda French. And she made the same amount, only she was an hourly person, and her pay was $25 an hour, and she worked for 40 hours, so 25 times 40. So for her, I was over on this side, because Linda's pay code was an H, and so I came over and did the calculate by multiplying her pay per hour times her hours worked. Okay? Questions? Is everybody with me? Yeah.
Is it 800 or 8,000?
Good point. That would be kind of nice after taxes if I went up to 8,000. Yeah, I'd like that, but
And you passed the count over the day, huh?
He sat next to me.
I wish.
Okay. That was basic arithmetic anyway. That I could do. Okay, so now we're going to look at these. This is slightly different. I said declare the variables ID number, message, location, department, and budget. And I am taking in ID, location, department, and budget. Okay, so I'm taking in, that's ID number, that's location, that's department, and that's budget. So those are the things that I am taking in. So now I say, okay, go do the module called Budget Message. And in Budget Message, I'm going to come out of that with a message. Okay? Nothing else is going to change. I'm going to come out of it with a message. So when I write it out, I'm going to write the ID number that came in and then the message, followed by the location that came in, the department that came in, and the budget that came in. So I'm basically just writing out the input. The important thing is I'm writing a message too. So, for the first person, what is the message going to be?
Cut 7%.
Okay. Anybody buy that?
Absolutely.
So I'm going in here and I'm saying, is the department greater than 15? Yes, it is. It's 22. So I got a yes. Is the budget greater than 500,000? It's 600,000, so it's yes. So I'm going to get the 7%. Okay, so on problem 5, I'm going to write 111, and then I'm writing the message, which is cut 7%, and then I am writing out the location, which is FR, and then I'm writing out the department, which is 22, and then I'm writing out the budget, which was 600,000. Okay, so from now on, I'm not going to copy all the stuff. I'm just going to write out the message up there. So, what is number 6?
Cut 5%.
Cut 5%. Because department is greater than 15, yes, it's 19. Is the budget greater than 500,000? No. So, I cut 5%. So that's going to be 5%. Now what's the last one?
Cut 3%?
3%. Okay, you two are cut off for a while. Okay,
okay. That's fine.
Okay, that one's cut 3%. Okay, so in this one, the department was 14, which meant that it wasn't greater than 15. And so I automatically, if it's not greater than 15, the 3% is the message that comes out. Okay, next one. Okay, in this one, what's number 8?
About 6%.
I haven't done it yet. Which did you say?
Cut 6.
Cut 6. So the department is greater than 15, so yes, it's going to be cut 6%. And again, we're writing the whole thing out, but I'm just putting in the messages. Okay, so what is the second one?
3%.
Yep. Why? It asks the question, is department greater than 15? Department is 15. So that means it's not greater than 15, so I take the no. Is the budget greater than 500,000? Well, it says it's 400,000, so the answer to that is no as well. So the two no's lead me to cut 3%. And what about the last one?
4%.
Cut 4%. And I don't think I always give every single possibility, but this one I did. So, again, the department is 14, so I get a no to the department question. The budget is 700,000, so I get a yes to the budget question, so I cut 4%. Okay. Okay, the next one. What is number 11? Some people who haven't answered, give it a shot.
Cut 3%.
Cut 3%. So this one is cut 3%. Okay? Because the department is 10. 10 is less than 15. So I've got the cut 3%. What's the second one? 5%, okay, so let's follow that through because that leads a chain. On the next one, problem 12, it's 16. 16 is greater than 15. Next question, is budget greater than 500? No, it's 400,000. And notice on this one, and I should have mentioned this, I have this extra field called spent. Okay, so spent is greater than 250,000. Okay, so the budget I got a no to because the budget was not greater than 500,000. But spent was greater than 250,000. So what did you say this should be?
5%.
So it went basically like this, and then it went over, and then it went over. So that's the way it went. Okay, and that got me to the cut 5%. Okay, what is number 13? So that's 5% again. It follows the same path. Because 16 is greater than 15, 400,000 is less than 500,000, so I take the no, and spent is 250. It's greater than 250 because it's 275, so I'm getting a cut 5%. What about the last one, 14? What?
4%.
And again, 23 is greater than the pad than 15. The budget is less than 500,000, and the spent is also less than 250,000. So on that one, I am going like this, and then like this, and then like this. So I'm getting the cut 4%. So these are the numbers that go with number 14. Okay, turn the page. I'm now at number 15. Page, it looks like it's page 7. Okay, so now I'm doing it in the pseudocode. So I'm doing the same thing in pseudocode. Okay. So if I go to number 15, what's the answer?
Give it a minute or two so that people can work it through. And if you finish 15, go on to 16 and go on to 17. As an aside, if you got an email from me over the weekend asking if you were really in this class, it would make sense for you to respond, since I have to withdraw people that are not actively involved, and I measure actively involved via emails. So if I don't have emails from you and I don't have homework from you, then when the school says, is this person actively involved, I say, no. And so if you got an email from me this weekend, be sure you that asked that question, be sure you respond. Okay, so number 15, what's the answer?
Did you say number 15?
15, yeah.
Cut 7. Cut 7.
Cut 7?
Oh, yeah.
So what I've got here, again, is that's the ID number, that's the location.
I might have that messed up.
This is the department. This is the budget. And this is the spend. Okay, so I go in and I say, is department less than 20? Is it? No. So my... Where do I go if it's not less than 20?
Else.
I go to the else. And at the else I say, is the budget greater than 350?
Yes.
Yes. So therefore, my message is going to be cut 7%. Okay, because the budget is greater than 350, so it's cut 7%.
Okay, number 16.
Six. No, five.
Five.
Because that one gets out real early. Because I say, is department less than 20? Yes, it is. It's 14. So I'm out of there. And I message cut 5%. What about the last one?
What's that one?
Six.
Mm-hmm. So this one is 6%. Because I start out and I say this department less than 20. No, 25 is not less than 20. So I take the outs. Is budget greater than 350? No, it's 200. So I take the outs. And then I say cut 6%.
Okay. Which do you find easier, flowcharts or pseudocode?
Both.
Huh?
Both.
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 Okay.
I can work with both.
Okay. No, I can too, but I like flowcharts better.
Yeah.
I like the visualization that's in the flowchart better than... I don't have problems with it, but if I have a preference, I prefer the flowchart because I like the visual presentation better.
Yeah, I was just going over part of the homework, and I just realized it right now where I went wrong.
Okay.
One of the questions, and it was so simple. It was a greater than. It was a less than simple set of a greater than.
Yeah. Oh, no, that can do everybody in. But I just like the... And a lot of you, when you were told to pick your learning styles and everything, a lot of you said you're visual learners. And if you're visual learners, then my assumption would be that you prefer the flowchart because it's a visual representation. And that's the nice thing about having these two. People that prefer the text can do it one way, and people that prefer the visual can do it another way. Okay, so moving on to number 18. And it looks like we'll have no problem getting through this. So you can chalk it off.
So in this one, I'm going out and doing the module called budget. And when I'm done, I will return to there. Lots of times people actually write in a return just kind of clarify, but if you go out and do a module and there's no return, you're going to return after the module is done.
So, which one is this one going to give you?
Cut 7%.
On the first one?
Cut 6.
Okay, we've got a couple of answers. Is department less than 20?
No.
So where does it go?
Cut 6.
It ends.
It ends. Because there is no else on this. So if department is less than 20, I do all this stuff. Otherwise, I'm out of here. So if I had a flowchart for this, I would say, is department less than 20? And if the answer is yes, then I'm going to say, is the budget greater than 350,000, and if it is, I've got the cut 7%. Else, the else attaches to the first available if, so it attaches to budget, and this would be cut 6%. End if means I connect these two, and then the no on this has to be filled in, but there's nothing to fill it in with, so it just goes like that. So it's do nothing. Okay, so there is going to be no message. Okay, so with this one, the answer is there's no message. Okay. Does that make sense? Now, that's an example of where I think it's clearest in the flowchart as opposed to the pseudocode. Okay, but it is. Okay, what's number 19?
No message.
6%?
No. Because it is less than, department is less than 20. 14 is less than 20, right? So what's the message going to be?
Cut
6%. Cut 6%. Because department is less than 20, so I take the yes. Budget, I'm asking to compare to 100,000. So 100,000 is not greater than 350,000. So I go over and do the cut 6%. And what about the last one? Yeah. The last one is no message. No. Let's try that again. So that one is no message because department is not less than 20, and if department is not less than 20, I have nothing to do. Okay, so the next one is 21. Okay, now this one, you can see that I added another else. So I've got another else with the department question. So if department is not less than 20, I'm going to take this else. And that means I've got a message. So I added in an else and a message from the previous one. The previous one didn't have that else and message. This one does. So now what's 20? What's 21?
I heard somebody say it.
5%.
Yeah.
Why? Because I'm saying the first question is to ask about department. So I'm asking, is department less than 20?
No.
No. 20 is not less than 20. Okay? So I take the else, and the else says cut 5%. Okay? So again, this is the same flowchart that I had before, where if I say department less than 20, and then I say yes, and then I ask the question, is the budget greater than 350,000? And if I get a yes, then I'm dealing with 7%. If I get a no, I'm dealing with 6%. I close these up. Now the difference is, the last time when I drew this no, I didn't have anything there. This time I do. I'm putting in the cut 5%. So this time I have something there to do. So if the department is less than 20,
I have something to do. I mean, I'm sorry, if the department is not less than 20, I have something to do. So if department's less than 20, I ask another question. If it's not less than 20, I drop through to the else. Okay? What about the next one? Okay, somebody.
6%.
Because I'm saying the department is 14, and 14 is less than 20. Budget is 100,000, which is less than 300,000. So I've got 6%. And what about the last one?
5.
Because it is not less than 20. And so I go and get the 5. Okay.
Okay, some of you that aren't answering. Give it a try. Okay. What's 14, 24 going to be?
That's 7%.
Okay, so if department is less than 20, and 14 is less than 20, so department's less than 20. Now I want to say, is budget greater than 350? And it is. So what did you say the answer was?
7.
That's right. Okay, so now it's decided I'm coming up ready for the day. Well, maybe I can do green. Okay, what's 25? That's right. Okay, let's look at the ifs and the elses and the end ifs. I start out with that if, and then I go into another if. That means if it's less than 20, ask this question. If this is true, budget is greater than 350, I've got to cut 7%. Else, I ask another question. Now notice that other question does not have an else. If you look at this, there are three ifs and only one else. Okay? So, these go together. These go together. These go together. Okay? So if I draw the flowchart for this, and I'm saying department less than 20. Okay? And if it is, then I'm saying budget greater than 350,000. And if it is, I'm saying 7%. If it's not, I take the else. And what does the else do? It asks another question. So I'm saying is spent greater than 250,000. And if it is, then I cut 6%. If it's not, what do I do?
Ends.
If it's not, there's no else, so that means there's nothing to do there. So I end up joining it. Now, I'm done with the no on this side, and I'm done with the yes on that side, so I can join those two. And I still have the no for this. Is there an else associated with that if?
No.
No. So I just go boom and come over and join them like that. Okay, so basically, that's the setup that I have. There was only one else, and that was associated with the budget question. So if the budget question was a no, I had something to put there. But there was no else associated with the spent, and there was no else associated with the department. And so I have nothing to put there. So, if you can read through this, what is 25?
Blank. No message.
No message. Because department is 21, and so it takes the no branch up here. Department is 21, takes the no branch, there's nothing to do. So it's no message. What about 26?
Cut 6.
Okay. So 26 is department less than 20? Yes, it's 10.
Is budget less than 350? Yes, it's 300. So then I ask, is sports greater than 250? Yes, it is. So I've got a cut 6%. Okay, so number 26 basically has a yes to this, and then it has a no to that, and then it has a yes to that.
Okay. These notes, by the way, won't go up till tomorrow. I've got a better offer tonight. So I noticed some of you writing them down, yeah.
So hypothetically, if it wasn't greater than 250,000, would it be no message?
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Even though the department was less than 20?
Right. Because if I end up following the track of department less than 20, budget less, sports less, sports is not, then I'm going to just take that and I'll get no message. Okay. Okay. I would like totally different people answering the questions. Come on. Closing, yes. Okay, so we're going down.
Press the X in the corner when the ink clears up.
Pardon me?
When the ink clears up, you can just press the X in the corner. Not this one, because this one will actually close. But if you pop the ink later, it'll show an X on the smart board. Watch.
No, wait, after.
Okay.
wait. Okay, this one has an else associated with everything. But stay around.
I will.
This has an else associated with everything. So there's that one. And again, if I look down, an else is associated with the first unattached if going up. So that attaches that. Now, I've indented these to make it easy. And I strongly suggest that you indent, because it just makes it easier. This then all goes together. And then this goes together. Okay, so I've got everything on this one has an else. So they all have, I'm not going to get no message on this one, because everything has an else, and the else tells me to do something. Okay, so this is a much more complete version, because it's all there. Okay. So, what's number 27?
Cut 4%.
Cut how much?
Cut 4%.
Okay, and you're cut off now, too.
Welcome to the club.
Huh?
I said, welcome to the club.
Okay. Some more people that haven't, yes.
5%.
On the next one? I haven't even done that one yet. Okay, so the next one, it is Department 19 is indeed less than 20, right? So then I go over and I ask about the budget. Is the budget greater than 350? No. So I take the else. Is the spent greater than 250?
No.
No. So I take the else. And the else tells me what? Cut 5%. And again, if I draw out the flowchart for this, I've got department less than 20. And actually, department less than 20. The answer is yes. I'm asking, is the budget greater than 350,000? If the answer to that is yes, I've got the 7%. Else, I ask the spent question. Is spent greater than 250,000? If it is, then what do I put?
Come on, somebody.
Six.
If it's not, then what is it?
Five.
And I end that one. I end this. And now the last else goes with the if department. And so if department is less, is not less than 20, what percent am I putting out?
Four.
Okay.
And you know what? I don't buy the fact
that a lot of you don't prefer the flowcharts because it seems to make sense to
I don't have a preference.
The flowchart.
You know, you seem to be more, most, a lot of you seem to be more involved after I put up the flowchart, but anyway. All right, what's number 29? Notice there were two 27s, but that's all right. Number 29.
That's six.
Okay, departments less than 10, right?
Yes. Budget is less than 350. Spent is more than 250.
Yep.
So what did you say? At 6%?
Yep.
Okay. And what about the last one?
At 5.
Okay, let's see.
It's greater than...
I thought I had calmed you down. Okay. Okay, so in this one, the department is less than 15. And then I check budget, and I get a no to budget, okay? Because the budget is not greater than 350. And then I go to spent, and I get a no to spent. So I am getting a 5%. Okay, do those make sense?
Yes, no, maybe. Even for you who didn't participate, do they make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all right. I was always one of the ones that didn't participate, too. So I understand. I'll let somebody else do it. Okay. I managed to close what I didn't want to close. Good job. Okay. The other thing I wanted to quickly look at is this program flowchart.
This is kind of a general template for a program. I start out in my main line. And if I have some one-time things to do, like housekeeping, I do those first. And I go and say, okay, go do the initialize or housekeeping routines. And what are the things that I put in there? Things like setting the variables, because I want to set those at the top of the program. Things like headers. If I want to write a line at the top of the screen, if I'm doing it on a screen, then I want a little line at the top of the screen. So if that's a one-time thing, I'll do a header. If I am reading a file, I will open the file so it's accessible to me. So those are things that I do as one-time things. And then I'm done, and I go back. And then I say, okay, now I'm going to process. Now, initialize is one-time things. Wrap-up, which we will see, is what we're going to do when we close down. Those tend to be one-time things. This is usually a loop, because I usually want to do more than one process. I don't want to just process once. So I usually have a loop there. Not necessarily, I might not, but more often than not, in the real world at least, there's going to be a loop there
because more often than not, in the real world, you're reading a file, and you want to process every record on the file. And so that means you've got to do a loop to process every record. So, if I have a file, I do the initializing or priming read. That gets me the first record. Okay, so this gets me the first record. And then I say, as long as it's not end of file process. And so I have a routine called detail processing, I called it, or detail process. And this is where I do the calculations and all of the kinds of things that we just looked at, the specific processing that we need to do. Calculations, if statements, a lot of things that figure out how to make things work are all done in there. And then when you finish processing a record, okay, you'll go back. Now, before you go back, you want to read another record. So you might put the read in there. Or you might write it there and have the loop go such that it is the detail processing and then reads. So you can put it either of two ways. Okay, so you could just have the read here and have that line go over like that. Or you can do it. So this is way one, and this is way two. You can have two ways of doing it. But either way, before you go back to check for not in the file, you want to read another record. So I'll read record two. If it's successful, I'll process that, and then I'll read record three. And if it's successful, I do the processing, and then I read record four. And as I've said before, the wonderful thing is, if it can do it once right, it can do it 100,000 times right, which is not us. If we do it right once, that doesn't mean we're going to do it right for 100,000 times.
That doesn't mean we're going to do it 100,000 times.
That's true, too. And then when you finish the loop and it's finally not in the file, you end the processing, and then you go and you do wrap-up. And wrap-up is things like writing out totals and closing files. So again, it's one time. And when those are done, just stop the run or stop the program. So that's pretty much the logic flow that you go through when you're writing a program. It's pretty much that kind of structure. Most of the hard work falls in this detail processing when you have to figure out how you want to process the records and how you're going to accumulate totals if you have totals and all those good things. Okay. Questions? Okay. So, you have now crossed off this in-class logic exercise if you were here. Yay. And now I want you to look at this logic flowchart assignment.
Logic PowerPoint assignment?
Mm-hmm. And then we'll go do something else, depending on what time it is. But I just want to point this out.
This is the wood one.
The wood one, the trees.
Yeah. I think I saw that.
Yes.
So I screwed up on my last three questions.
Okay. This one is similar to what we've just been doing, except that it's in a whole flowchart. So on this top one, I'm saying initializing redirected. If it's not in the file, do this, do this, do this, and read a record. So, initializing read means that I will read the first record on this file. And so I've just read that. So that record is now in memory. The read was successful, so it is not in the file. So the first thing I have to do is calculate profit. And I set up here that profit is the difference between price and cost. Okay?
So price is $95.89, cost is $75. So for that record, profit is going to be $20.89, right? Okay, because it's price minus cost. So profit is going to be $20.89. So now I said set up the line for the report, so get it ready. I wanted to put out item number, item name, price and cost, and profit. So I'm going to set up 1111 Oak, and then I said the next thing should be price, so that is $95.89. The next thing should be cost, that's $75. The next thing should be profit, that's $20.89. And then I said write it. Now, in fact, these two can kind of be considered one, setting up and writing, but I broke them up as in get it ready in memory and then put it out. So I wrote a line, and then I read another record. So at that point, when I read another record, I read this record. I loop back. It's not in the file because I successfully read. I calculate the profit on this, and the profit on this is $17.99. And then I set up the line. So I set it up as 1212 Red Maple, and it's $117.99, and it's $100, and it's $17.99. And then it says, okay, now read the next record. So I read the next record. And I just go through that file sequentially. Process read. After I've read Elm and I try to read again, there's nothing there. So I will have hit end of file, so I will stop. Does that make sense? The next one is a very straightforward, simple one. And it says, is there any difference in the output between one and this one?
No.
Because the only difference is that on this one I'm saying go to a subroutine or module called process, and it's got exactly the same things there. So it's going to generate exactly the same logic. So I've just given you the answer to that one. Okay, on number three, I have a process is asking, is on hand greater than five? So again, I start out, read a record, I read this record. Okay? It's not in a file, so I go to do process. Is on hand left greater than 25? No. On hand says it's five. So what do I do?
Read a new record,
exactly. I do nothing prior to reading a new record. I just read a new record. Okay? So if it is greater than 25, I write a line. If it's not, I do nothing but read a record. So Oak is not going to be on my list. I said produce a report that shows item number, item name, on hand and on order. Oak is not going to be on that list. So I read another record and I read Red Maple. Is Red Maple going to be on my list?
Yes.
Okay, Red Maple is going to be on my list because on hand is 26. Okay. So, you're going to end up with a list of some of these records and not others. Okay. We have 15 minutes. So, I think what I'm going to do is say, get started on this homework. And so,
I would suggest you not do number one because that one's more tedious than anything else. I'd suggest you start maybe with this one and try to do as many as you can so that you can ask questions of Eric or I if you're having problems with it. Okay. So we have 15 minutes. If you're fast, you can get a lot of them done. If you're not fast, you can ask questions and figure out how to do it.